Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son, Hunter, will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An active police situation ended with no incident in Duluth's Lincoln Park neighborhood on Tuesday. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers attempted to conduct a welfare check on a woman in the area of Michigan Avenue and Restormel Street, but the woman refused to leave the home. Authorities brought in crisis negotiators and asked residents in the area to avoid the home as they conducted their work. The woman eventually agreed to leave the home and was taken for a mental health evaluation. The Barron County Sheriff's Department rescued two kayakers that had overturned near the Makana Dam on Sunday afternoon. According to a press release from the department, the two kayakers were found hanging onto a tree just after noon, trying to resist the heavy current from the dam, and officers were able to use rescue ropes to bring the people back to shore safely. Both people were treated and released at the scene of the rescue, and authorities later recovered both of their missing kayaks downstream. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think that translates very well for a lot of us. I think like his attention to details and everything like that and how we are so far, but everything stands out about this defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt LaFleur giving veteran defensive backs like Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that, and so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so I picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game, so it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low of 64. For Thursday, sunshine and near 80 degrees. Sunny upper 70s on your Friday. Saturday, storms and 76.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having a chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin.
Good morning to you, Earl. How are you doing?
It's here.
What do you mean, summer?
The 80s, man.
Yeah, definitely. It was a little cloudy yesterday, but the heat is here now. Hopefully, it's here to stay.
So this is what you want, huh?
I mean, I'm good with 70 as long as it's sunny, but I'll take the heat. We can deal with it for a while.
Yeah, well, 85, 86, 87, 90.
Yeah, that's getting a little crazy. Let's keep it in the low 80s.
Yeah. You know, like you said, man, bring it on, man. You know, just the other day I got up, it was 40 degrees, 41 or something like that. And so, you know, we don't have it long enough to complain, right?
That's what I'm always told, but I still tend to complain in the dog days of summer.
Well, you know, man, if you just think back, maybe I think it was last summer. But we broke a record for heat. Or maybe it was the year before, but I think it was last summer. It was the hottest summer recorded in the state of Wisconsin. I don't want a repeat of that.
Unfortunately, I would not be surprised if we did get a repeat of that. But maybe the rain we got early so far will keep us a little cooler.
Well, the rain that we got means there'll be a bumper crop of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, man. You know, I was watching, as I was out in my yard the other day, and I was looking at how, you know, the plants have grown and the flowers. And the flowers that I don't normally see until late July. They're already out. I mean, you know, this is really some weird stuff that we're into, man. And, you know, I don't know where this stuff leads, man, but there's something going on. You know, climate change is real. It doesn't matter what people say because, you know, as I said, man, I'm looking at plants and even they're mixed up. They're out a lot earlier than they should be.
Yeah, I mean, we've also had a record number of tornadoes already, and it's only the beginning of June. So yeah, I'm bracing myself for a crazy summer weather.
Well, anyway, on tomorrow, I got a very special guest tomorrow morning who will be on the air at 8 o'clock. I forgot his name, man. Calvin's got it.
His name is Harry Dunn.
Harry Dunn. So if that name sounds familiar, Harry Dunn is the capital police officer on January 6th, who you saw constantly testifying and leading the throngs of people away from the Senate. And so he's became a celebrity, so to speak. He took a horrible beating himself and recovered, ran for Congress, and now is traveling the country on behalf of President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He's going to be joining us, Calvin and I, in the 8 o'clock hour. And so looking forward to that. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. But Calvin, I want to get started, man. Smartphones, there are people who are starting to turn away from it because they feel like they're addicted to them. You think you're addicted to your phone?
I will not deny that I most certainly am.
I'm addicted to mine. I'm sorry, man. I got my addiction late, but I don't think I can make it without my phone.
Yeah, I'm attached to mine. I got a smartphone the summer before I went to high school. So I've had one for 10 plus years now.
So it's an appendage now. And certainly. I can't move around without it. If I can't find it, it's like I'm naked, right? I can't leave. Oh, my I got to remember this. Where's my phone? And it's happened to us. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's different. I thought it would be different for younger people like you. But, people like me, my generation, we're as addicted as you are.
Oh, yeah, I definitely see it. It's just become, it's almost replaced TV for a lot of people. Instead of coming home from work and watching TV, they come home from work and scroll on their phone.
Yeah, but even if you're watching TV, I'm on my phone, man. I'm looking and seeing what they've done, whatever this is. And I don't know, it can't be good, because, I remember times that I would call my friends and we'd have conversations over the regular phone and, and even the flip phones were different. You could call them and have these conversations. I'm not having as many conversations over the phone as I used to because my relationship has changed from a physical relationship with people to my relationship with my phone. Can't be a good thing, Calvin.
Yeah, no, there's definitely countless pluses to having the technology, but no, what it's done to our attention span and our some of our social skills is definitely not a positive.
Sherry says, I like it back when it was on the wall. But yeah, phones used to be on the wall. I mean, just think about it, Calvin. This long before you, though. But you had a phone on the wall, and especially in the kitchen, that was the new thing. That was the big deal. 844-967-2789. The phone would ring. You'd go over, take the phone off the wall, not the entire phone, but the headpiece. Where you can speak through and hear, and then you had to get an extended cord so you can walk over to the stove and hold the phone, and where you're washing dishes and you kind of figure out a way to have it between your ear and your shoulder holding it up. And so, those times, man, here's a conversation, with a young lady named B. It was moments like finding herself scrolling through the news on the toilet.
Yeah, guilty as charged on that one. Yes.
Hey, man, can we say that? I don't think we're alone. That made her feel the need to reassess her relationship with her phone. And that's what it is. It's a relationship with the phone. And you've gotten to a point where even if you're, you know, your significant others and you're there and your relationship with your phone has you almost usurped that. I mean, this is really some strange stuff. You know, I know I'm not the only one. 844-967-2789. You know, B, the 37-year-old from London, had begun to feel uncomfortable with the way pinging notifications and the urge to pick up her phone were encroaching on her life. I got to tell you, I'm in bed. And I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm looking at my phone, man.
Yeah,
Have you done that?
Yeah, I definitely do that, but I like to at least tell myself that I'm just checking the time. So I don't have an alarm clock in my room anymore. It's just my phone.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, the alarm on the phone wakes me up. Every morning. Who do we have on the line, Kevin?
We don't have anyone.
Right. Okay, all right. So I will tell you, man. B, who has two young children, chose to basically do away with her smartphone. Because she realized the impact that it was having on her life. I wonder how many. It takes a lot of courage, right?
Yeah, I would definitely feel really disconnected from
society.
Everything.
Yeah. Right. You know, and I don't know, man, if I could. I don't know if I could make the adjustment. And again, I remember for a long time, man, I refused to even get one of those phones. Because I remember, you know, at another radio station many years ago, and I had a flip phone, and I refused to get anything else. And I just kept hanging on to my flip phone because I said, I'm not going to be like those other people. You're not going to see me with my head down. Every time you see me, I'm on the phone. That's not going to be me. And I fought it off for as long as I could, man. And then my wife finally said, you got to do, yeah, come on. And, you know, that flip phone, you're doing radio and you got a flip phone. And I remember when she bought the phone and I even refused to try to learn anything on it. But, you know, today it's a whole different story. And, you know, we got to do something, man. I don't want to go through the rest of my life being so connected to this phone that I leave out. And I don't leave out people, you know, but, man, far too many hours, too many days, too many years connected to something that can't love me back. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about this relationship that I'm having with my phone. And, you know, it's a bad relationship. It's a one-way, you know, trip to hell, because, you know, you there's just to spend as many hours, if I could, you know, and the phone tells you, Calvin, how many hours you spent with it.
Yeah, I always get the update on Sundays. Your screen time was either up like 5%, down 5% last week.
Yeah, man, that's not good. It's not good. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. Like a lot of people, I'm working on finding balance with my phone, having it serve me, not the opposite. I don't have my phone on while I sleep because I value my sleep too much, and I don't want to hear those pings that affect my sleep. And one of the sadnesses is that when I see parents walking their kids and the parent is on their phone, they're missing that opportunity to, you know, talk with their kids. And then I think one of the things that really, really got my attention is I'm very aware of EMF, the electromagnetic frequency,
right,
and their negative effect on our health. And I think that's one of the first things that told me, you know, take a look at this and be careful. And then when I'm out, I don't have my phone on, which may be a frustration for people trying to reach me, but I have my phone with me, you know, for safety, for emergencies, things like that. So I'm working on it, and
a bit of progress. Mary, you aren't working on it. You've accomplished what I think we all should do, and that's use, you know, the right. Don't let the phone control you. You know, we've got to control the phone. And right now, unfortunately, the phone controls too many of us, including me. I got to take, you know, your wisdom is always great, Mary. And I got to, maybe that's the best way for me to do it. I'm gonna try that this evening. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. You always got great stuff. Let's go to Jean from Eclair. Hey, good morning to you, Jean. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. And now I'm going to go totally opposite to you because I am still connected to the wall.
Oh, wow.
Me, I think that the greatest gift in the world is to be able to send pictures over your telephone. Do you remember we could never send? You got to take them down and get them developed. And
right.
You have to take them over. But, I mean, it is a time saver. And to be able to see the face of the person that you're talking to, if you want to, or I mean, I think it's great. And to connect to libraries, if you're homebound, you collect connect to libraries, get information. And then you can even see how to fix, you know, like with even YouTube, you can see how to fix your washer without having to have a person come. I mean, to me, it's a fountain of information, but then I'm not tied like you are. And you know, getting it that way, I get choices on different ways to get my media and stuff. But I think it's a gift. I really do. So I guess I look at it a little bit differently, but I love what Mary's doing, too, because that's the right idea. It's because we've gotten this gift of infinite knowledge and being able to contact people and things like that at your fingertips. You know, now I think it's time, you know, that, okay, now we got to develop a way to handle it, just like Mary has. I think that's really outstanding what she's doing, and scheduling yourself and turning off your phone, because you can always see who called you when you turn your phone back on again. So I think this is just great. Thank you for
the topic. Hey, Gene, thank you as always. Really always appreciate you. Here's a guy who was around before they even had phones. Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Al. You remember when they communicated through the drum, right?
Yeah, and we still do.
Yeah.
But what's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I said I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock. but see, I'm one of those who I like the phone when I'm working. When I'm not working, I turn it off because I don't have time for people to interrupt me from what I'm doing. And I'm doing other things, which, you know, woodworking and all kinds of stuff in the yard. And I don't want to be worrying about no phone or nobody calling me. I work all day, 12 hours a day. And when I'm off the job, I'm off the phone.
Well, let me ask you, you got grandchildren, you know, children. I just... You know, I'm always worried about emergencies. And so one of the reasons why I keep the phone is for emergencies on. You never know when you're going to get an emergency. And that's one of the main reasons, Al.
Well, I have a ringer where if there is an emergency call, the phone will ring, but I won't answer it unless it's an emergency.
Right.
I'm not addicted to the phone. I'm addicted to not being on the phone.
Well, man, you guys, you're making me sound weak.
I said you can enroll in my class at 10 o'clock.
You know.
Healthy relationship.
Well, you know, Al, I have a house phone, a landline. And so you could say, and there are a whole lot of people who still have landlines, but I could use, I mean, clearly if they can't reach me on my cell, the people, you know, who I'm talking about, my family and loved ones know my home number. They can certainly reach me there. So, you know, me saying that I carry the phone and keep it on all the time, worried about emergencies, you know, you're right. I mean, if people want to reach you, they can, your loved ones, they know how to reach you.
But Earl, I have a home phone, but I don't answer it. It takes messages. When people call my house, I know who it is. It's one of my wife's relatives. She has seven sisters, and I never answer the home phone, as I know it's not for me.
All right, Al. Always great talking to you. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The former Ascentia Health St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth will soon be no more as crews prepare for its demolition. According to Ascentia Health officials, the organization has received about $11 million in state bonds to demolish the site as they prepare for a greater downtown use of the site. Officials are hoping that the site will soon be used as the new University of Minnesota Medical School's Duluth location. The bulk of work on the site will begin in July, and it should take about 12 to 16 months to wrap up. A new addiction recovery house opened earlier this week in Superior. According to a WDIO report, the Highlands Restoration and Wellness Home opened its doors on Monday, hoping to provide women struggling with addiction with a cozy, home-like environment in which to seek treatment. Women will be allowed to stay at the house for anywhere from 3 months to a full year, and the recovery house will offer mental health and substance abuse programming. The home will have room for 16 clients at a time. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low of 64. For Thursday, sunshine and near 80 degrees. Sunny upper 70s on your Friday. Saturday, storms and 76.
It's 64 at our studios.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinier and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us at 10:33. And you're on the road with Jane and Todd in Richland Center Live. Join us.
Matinier on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Holding on is very hard.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Man, Calvin, you know, there's so many nonsensical things that make me pause and say, you know, how do people think that this makes sense? You know, the Republican National Convention is going to be in the city of Milwaukee early next month. And they've got all these restrictions about what you can't bring in the perimeter of, you know, of where, you know, it's called the Republican National Convention Security Zone. And so these are some of the things that are prohibited, you know, from you having lumber larger than 2 inches in width and 0.25 inches thick, including supports for signs. Metal, plastic, or other hard material more than 0.75 inches wide and 0.0125 inches in wall thickness, including pipes and tubing. Air rifles, air pistols, paintball guns, blasting caps, combat gloves, billy clubs, blackjacks, swords, sabers, hatchets, axes, slingshots, BB guns, pellet guns, wrist shots, wrist rockets, metal knuckles, nunchucks, iron buckles, axe handles, shovels, or other things that could be used to hurt people or damage property. Machine guns, fully automatic weapons, short-barreled shotguns, silencers, all of which are prohibited under state law, according to city attorney's office. Explosives, explosive devices or incendiary devices, fireworks or rockets, drones or other unmanned aircraft systems or devices, containers of body fluid or waste, containers of flammable liquid, aerosol cans, mace, pepper spray, OC spray, other chemical irritants, umbrellas with the metal tip, projectile launchers, on and on and on, and this goes on ad infinitum. But you know what's not on there?
I think I might have an assumption.
What?
I feel like maybe, like, handguns are still permitted.
Yes! Calvin, how does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. To me, it just seems like it's asking for a problem.
So it's okay for you to bring, I'm talking about my appendage being my cell phone. These people's appendages are their guns. So people will be able to come into the city of Milwaukee from all over the country. They'll bring their appendage, their gun. You know, even in the old cowboy movies, Calvin, you know, I love watching the old cowboy movies. Some of the really good sheriffs would say, hey, leave the gun. They would confiscate the guns at the sheriff's office because they knew if you had it with you, you know, there was always a chance. But for heaven's sakes, to say that you've got all of these people and they spent $70 million on law enforcement for this three-day period. There's law everywhere. There are police everywhere. And the CIA and the FBI. And that's what this kind of convention brings, that kind of security. They've been planning security for this for over a year. And yet, people get to bring their guns. What sense does that make? 844-967-2789. So the Common Council, the city of Milwaukee, voted in the affirmative to allowing the guns, possession of the guns in this area, because they said it's state law. So the state legislature, why does it not surprise me that the state legislature of Wisconsin thought it made sense to allow people to carry their guns when they're going to these events, man? I just to me, absurd. Well, you know, I have a constitutional right to bear arms. Oh, you do. Wherever you go, even, listen, man, I've said this 1,000 times. I don't care. I'm not a person who owns guns. You know, only had a gun in my hand one time in my soon-to-be 70-year-old hands. Only had a gun in my hand one time. And, no, oh, I got to take that back, twice. I had a gun in my hand when I was doing kind of like an expose about, you know, people selling guns at these gun shows. And so I had a gun in my hand at the gun show. The other time I had a gun in my hand, it was going through some training. And part of the training was that I had to go to a firing range and fire a weapon. I did not like it. It did not make me feel powerful, but I'm not opposed to people and their guns. I just think it's absolutely absurd to say that that people should be able to bring these guns into an area that's packed with all of those people, man. How does that make any sense? Well, you know, I don't feel comfortable. Well, what do you mean you don't feel comfortable? I listened to a guy the other day. You may not remember him, but I do. He's former Sheriff David Clark. You've never heard of him, have you, Calvin?
I'm unfortunately familiar.
Yeah. Well, so David Clark is a guy who, you know, I knew well. At one point in time, supported. One point in time, let's do this. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Well, I totally agree with you, 100%. If you don't feel comfortable going to your public event, then don't go. If you feel that uncomfortable, you got to take a gun, then don't go. And are you uncomfortable because of the other people that are around and you're afraid of what might happen? Well, guess what? When you're carrying a gun, if there's crazy around you, it's just more likely that they're going to get your gun. It's absurd.
It is absolutely absurd, but it's the norm today. All of those people who are going to be conventioners, the only people that are going to be around them are like people. You know, if they're concerned about the citizens from the city of Milwaukee being around them, they're not going to be anywhere around them. I'm going to be at the convention, right? Civic Media, we're a media outlet, and so we're going to have access. We'll be there. I'm not going to have a gun, you know. And so people, the citizens from the city of Milwaukee won't even be interacting with them. So why do they need to have the guns, Julie?
Right. That's the question of the century. And my son is, I love my son to death. He's got concealed carry. And he says to me, well, if something happens, then I can protect my family. Okay. You're more likely to have something happen to your family getting in your car, is what I tell him. I don't know. I don't know if it's the video games that he's played his whole life, and it's like just not realistic, or such an insecurity that it makes –
Well, Julie, it clearly makes people feel secure. You know, when you have a killing stick, and I don't care, that's what a gun is. The purpose of a handgun is to kill a human being. There's no other reason for you to own a handgun. And, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, people who hunt and do those kind of things, but a handgun's sole purpose is to kill a human being. And so, you know, I don't, and there are times probably that maybe people might need those things depending on where they are. As I stated, I'm not one. I'll go to my grave without ever owning a gun. But for people who think that they have to carry it with them everywhere they go, for heaven's sakes, people get on planes, Julie, with their guns. And then they find out later on that they couldn't carry the gun on the plane. And then they're concerned about, well, I didn't mean it. Oh, well, yeah, you did. You know, you've got your gun. You feel powerful with your gun, and that's it. How you know, Julie, I talked to a lot of retired police officers who are friends who never even fired their gun, Julie. They're police officers. So what makes the average citizen think, and the police officer are involved in those kinds of events, but the average citizen will never, maybe never run across anything that would require for them to pull that weapon, right?
And, okay, so we've got to go through to get a driver's license. And to me, a car is not, you know, made to be a killing machine, but absolutely is dangerous. So you have to pass a test to get your driver's license. You have to, have so many driving hours. You have to have a license. You have to have insurance. It's not easy. So that's what gun ownership should be, and it should be, you know, five times as hard to buy a gun and own a gun, a handgun. I agree with you with the hunting. I don't have a problem with anybody having a gun. They can have whatever they want. I don't care what they have at their house. I don't care, you know, if you're a hunter, great. But this is like this concealed carry now is like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, I know how to describe it. It's the Wild Wild West, you know, and so people have grown accustomed and comfortable with it. Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer, coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, more American soldiers are dying by suicide than in battle. And as I looked at these numbers, it's shocking. No wonder they can't get people to sign up for the military, man. The suicides that are taking place, non-war related, are astounding. What is going on? You have to ask the question, are the people, the soldiers of today, different than the ones of yesterday, that they can't deal with the stress and strain of being in the military? You know, you think back, you know, we just got through celebrating D-Day. You know, you think about the soldiers in Vietnam, and you think about, you know, soldiers who were in severe combat, you know, soldiers in, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, and yet, The numbers of young people, of soldiers taking their lives outside of combat is startling. The Pentagon analysis says more U.S. soldiers are dying of suicide than any other reason, with 65% of them taking their own lives with self-inflicted gunshot wounds. The report examined the causes of 2,530 deaths among active duty Army soldiers ages 17 to 64 from 2024 to 2019. It found personnel were 9 times more likely to commit suicide than die in combat or an accident. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I wanted to mention that this is just proof positive that we need to put more money into support of our veterans. I served, luckily I was in during a time of peace back in the late 70s, 7th Division Infantry, Fort Ord, California, which is no longer there. They moved them all to Fort Lewis, Washington. But it's sad because we have a party of people who say they're behind our soldiers and behind the blue, but they're not doing what they need to do to get things done. And another 3 years has been wasted, and these poor men and women are coming back from these battlegrounds where they've been exposed to all different types of things.
Yeah, but Brendan, these
they weren't prepared for.
These are people who haven't even been in combat.
Well, yeah,
So what is it? The stress of military life?
I think you'd have to break down what part of the military they were in. Were they, are there more of them that are infantrymen or in the actual parts of the military that are actually in the face-to-face combat? Or is it just, or like you said, or is it the stress of military life and just getting along and, you know, living on what they give you and you know, but I think a lot of them too are committing suicide once they get out.
So it says natural causes, accidents, 814 suicides, 883 combat, 96 homicide, 94 suicide, outnumbered, you know, combat. 883 to 96.
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Yes, sir, Mike. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call quickly. This is a topic of a very, very critical importance to me. I've been a mentor to many veterans coming back, and I've sat down and talked to them at length. And it's a complex situation, but by and large, two factors weigh in on these troubled veterans' minds. Number one is, was it a righteous war? Did they do the right thing? Were they there doing the right thing? The second part was it an equitable, participation? In other words, did everybody realize what our troops were doing, and was it, you know, fair? And what they keep on coming up with is, no, it wasn't fair. No, it wasn't honest. No, it wasn't righteous. And no, it wasn't right to have National Guard
right
members do tour after tour after tour after tour
right
with nobody coming to their defense. Meanwhile, their girlfriends are involved with other men.
Right.
Their families are being broken up. They're isolated. They're away. The number one thing they miss is the companionship of their spouse. And then when they come back, and many of them come back, and the spouses are in different relationships.
Right.
So the suicide rate of 20 to 22 a day, which is heavily weighted toward the young men.
You know, Mike. Let me say this, Mike.
Because
listen, we're up against the time. I'm going to bring this subject back tomorrow morning, first thing tomorrow morning, so you guys can chime in then. But thank you very much for the call. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.